If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
It's Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt, and noted pet expert Steve Dale is joining us this morning.
Who gets to see Wendy. I love that.
Oh.
You know, you were talking earlier about pain in people and how music can help, and anxiety. It turns out to be the same thing for dogs, that music can actually help to soothe anxiety and also pain, particularly. So studies have been done. Guess what kind of music? Two kinds of music in particular.
Classical.
Yes.
Reggae.
Yes.
I'm a genius.
Yes. It gives Marley and me a whole new meaning.
It does. Somebody has texted also, 219, we play Jamaican Vibration radio station for our dog when we leave the house.
Perfect. And apparently that helps.
Yeah. I do leave the TV on for Kona when we go out, so.
That's all good, too. I have a better idea. A talk radio station.
That is. Oh, he could hear my
truly.
Voice.
Yes.
When I'm on. All right.
Yes.
Good to know. When you're on, I listen to you. You're on
Somebody
early morning.
Somebody should, yeah.
You also have another world besides pets, but we're talking pets right now.
Yes.
And Thanksgiving is coming up, and I like the skin of the turkey, but I'm a little bit bigger than Kona the dog, although he has 60-some pounds. But you shouldn't be just giving food to your dog, should you?
Oh, okay. Well, that's a lot to unpack. So
yes.
The skin or the fat of turkey or ham, never.
Really?
For pets,
never.
No matter how big they are, how small they are, no matter how little bit you give, because dogs can more easily than humans get pancreatitis and inflammation of the pancreas, and that is a very painful condition. It could require hospitalization and potentially.
Jeez, some you're dogs, a buzzkill.
Yeah, I know. Some dogs don't make it through. So
oh my
that's,
God.
Yeah, so that's a tough deal. So if you can avoid that, avoid it, of course. So what you can do, however, for most, he says, dogs, is a little bit appropriate for the size of the dog, and that's the thing. So you've got Aunt Ethel, you've got Uncle Fred, and they're giving treats, they're giving food, turkey, to the dog under the table. Your other guests are too, and you've got even a 60-pound dog having a few slices of turkey. That's like us eating half a bird.
That's
so
true.
That's just too much. That can cause, at best, stomach upset, at worst, again, we go back to pancreatitis. However, a little bit of plain turkey, a little bit, he says little bit, for most dogs is fine. Do it in another room, though, so they're not learning to beg from the table. So give it to the dog in the dog's usual place, the food dish.
We do mashed potato balls for Kona. I roll them little tiny mashed potato balls and throw them, and he catches them.
Sweet. That's a good idea. You can put them in the freezer and do it. Sweet.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to save some. That's a good idea.
Sweet potatoes actually healthy for dogs.
Yeah.
So a lot of these things can be great for dogs. Just be careful about the amount you give. If you are determined to give your dog a Thanksgiving Day dinner, you can. Merrick Pet Foods actually has Thanksgiving Day dinner. It's at some pet stores. So even at this late date, you can get it. It's a canned food for dogs called Thanksgiving Day dinner. And a part of what's in it, by the way, is sweet potatoes.
I love sweet potatoes, and they're good for you.
Yeah.
All right. We only have about a minute left, Steve, but if you're traveling with your pets over the Thanksgiving holiday, do you have advice?
Yes. So if you're, you know your pet best, and sometimes it's best, this is the truth, leave your dog or cat, especially, at home. If they hate traveling, there are ways, which we don't have time to talk about, to desensitize encounter condition, so they learn to accept traveling. There are pharmaceuticals or nutraceutical products you can give them, which help to ease anxiety. But bottom line is, and that can work, but for some animals, just leave them at home or leave them with someone you love.
Yeah. That's a good way to do it. When are you on next?
I am on Sunday afternoon from noon to 3 this Sunday, as well as the Sunday Morning Pet Show. And you could check out everything I said and more at stevedale.tv.
Always a pleasure to see you.
It is always wonderful to see Wendy Snyder. More importantly, to hear Wendy Snyder.
Thank you, noted pet expert Steve Dale.
Thank
we
you.
Will talk soon.